Hey, good afternoon, folks. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people here in the city of Vancouver. Welcome to Training Time. This is our weekly show where myself, Jasper... Oh, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Jasper. Hi. Thanks for listening to CITR. It's a weekly show where I, or maybe Randy or Brian, who are other CITR folks, come into Studio A and hang out with radio newcomers who are starting their own shows or maybe just curious about radio in general here at CITR. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the radio. If you didn't know, CITR is a campus and community station here at the University of British Columbia, which is open to anyone who's interested in radio or media in general. You don't actually have to be a UBC student to get involved and start a show. We provide free training to give you everything you need to start your own radio show. So if you're curious, head over to CITR.ca to learn more about it. You're currently listening to a YouTube mix, which I've been enjoying lately. It's called Bossa Nova Muzak Elevator Music. It is a 10-hour playlist of mindless, menial, and low-fidelity Bossa Nova Elevator Music, which kind of makes you feel like you're on hold with a large corporation forever, indefinitely. I liked starting shows with having something underneath my voice, and I thought that it was this kind of suitable for, like, for what we're doing today. Anyways, I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. We have some music queued up for you, which was curated by one of our friends today. This is a local band whom I'm sure is no stranger to many folks here in Vancouver. This is Peach Pit's song Shampoo Bottles on CITR.
I've been leaving your shampoo bottles over in the corner there, sitting empty on the bathtub rail, wishing they could wash your hair. Yeah, I keep them by that crumb of fancy soap and your toothbrush at my bathroom sink. Your cell phone charger's still hanging from the wall, haven't chucked it all like you'd think. Though you haven't been around in weeks, I've run out of my speed stick, honey, so I have been using yours. It's freaking trash, all that organic hoo-ha from one of your health food stores.
I love to
That's Shampoo Bottles by Peach Pit, a local band that's doing really cool and big things. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm joined by Jasmine, who selected that song. How are you?
I'm good. I've been having a lot of fun with the training so far.
Thanks for coming to do the training. You are the new News Collective lead, yes?
I am.
Congratulations. I'm so excited for the News Collective to resume. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, for sure. So my name is Jasmine, she, they. I'm currently a third year in the Gender, Race, Sexuality, and Social Justice program at UBC. I'm also a creative writing minor. I've been really into journalism for the last year or so. I started writing for the UBC student newspaper. And I recently joined CITR, so I've been having a lot of fun with that.
That's great. I'd love to hear about like your creative writing. Like, what kind of stuff are you working on?
I'm trying to experiment with a lot of different genres. I really like fiction. I like writing fiction. I recently wrote a short story for one of my classes that I am planning to use as the basis of a backstory for my first novel. I'm really into creative nonfiction, and one of my goals is to create my own like documentary about something. I haven't decided what the something is yet. And I also really want to write a play.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like you're interested in storytelling on pretty much any platform you can find.
Yeah.
Fiction, creative nonfiction, theater, novels, radio, news. What kind of stuff were you writing for the UBC? Was that the paper?
Yes, the UBC, yes. Yeah. One of the things that I am probably the most proud of so far in my writing for the UBC is a personal essay, which I published, I think, beginning of September, I believe. It's called "To All the Stories I Have Not Told Yet: Finding My Voice as a Filipina Scholar," and it's basically just about my journey through the Canadian educational system, through university, and getting involved in research as a Filipina, as a child of immigrants, burnout, STEM, birth of the humanities. I was in engineering first year, so gotcha. I'm familiar with that. But yeah, that was something that I wrote for myself, but also for people like me, because I feel like there's one line that I like, which I think kind of summarizes my attitude towards it. And I think it goes something like, when you're smart and capable and have opportunities that other people earned for you, you're expected, and you're capable of anything, you're expected to be the best. And usually anything is not the thing that makes you feel most alive. So it's very difficult to choose something that makes you happy if it is not the most successful path that you could have chosen.
Mm. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Wow, that's great, Jasmine. When was that published?
I think early September.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. So what's, I know this, you're still sort of onboarding for the News Collective, things like that, but do you have, if there are folks listening who might be interested in joining, do you have is there a timeline or anything they can do right now?
Yes, absolutely. So We've had, I think, 2 meetings so far, and our first episode is going to be about the Vancouver municipal election, and that will be airing, I think, Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We've also started talking about our second episode. We have some ideas, but we're going to finalize our plan next Tuesday during our third meeting. And if you are interested in helping out, our meetings are Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. and they're hybrid. So you can either come by the CITR station or email me at news@citr.ca and I will send you a Zoom link and all the relevant documents.
Great. Yeah, your first, I just remembered, you're right, the first episode is next week.
Yeah.
Wow, how's it, what stage are you at with it?
I think most of, like, our planning and prep are done, but tomorrow is going to be intense because I have a prep meeting for a roundtable discussion portion, then we're going to record that, then I'm going to record an interview, then I'm going to come here and record the rest of it, then edit it. So Friday's going to be a lot.
Friday's going to be a lot, maybe even a long weekend for you.
Yeah.
Well, if you need help, Hannah, and I'm sure you're working with Hannah already, but yes. we're here. So if you need help, you know, with, and call me if the studio gives you any issues.
Okay, please do. I feel like it will.
For everyone listening at home, we were just talking about Studio B stuff. Cool. Jasmine, thanks for picking that song. Thanks for talking about the News Collective. We should play some ads and PSAs and stuff. So we will be right back here on Trading Time at CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhlia, Talitin, Homasque Mustail. Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, adewolf.com. That's adewolf.com. Bless.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their 2 locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Thank you so much, Ruby, for that excellent PSA. It's true, we can make ads and PSAs for your local not-for-profit business or organization. So please get in touch if you want some space on our radio waves to promote the cool thing that you're doing. So we're out of here. The chart show is up next. Another great way you can get involved at CITR is hanging out, coming in, curating music for the music department and contributing to the music department's chart show. So thanks to Jasmine, my co-host for today. We'll see you next week on Trading Time. Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM.